This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagier.
Who are you and what do you do?
My name is Shari Srebnik, and I'm the head of customer success for the US region at Search Metrics.
Shari, how are you involved with user adoption?
That's a great question. As the leader of a customer success team and really just the entire function of customer success for our US customer base, that's a core fundamental of what we do, is helping our customers, you know, those that have decided to invest in our solutions and partner with us, is making sure that they know how to best leverage the solutions we provide in order to reach their objectives. There are lots of different ways that we can look at that. We'd want to understand who are the most successful of our customers and understand if there is a pattern to how they're using our tools or what they're using in our portfolio of solutions. And like I said, we're working to ensure it's being used in a way that helps them achieve their goals. We're here to drive outcomes. So how can, again, they best leverage what we provide and how can we help them do that?
Shari, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with user adoption?
Oh boy, this is a good one. It's interesting. For those that are successful, I would say those are customers that have typically seen ROI and have seen value. Now, when I say value, I mean their perception of value, because value is subjective, right? Every customer has a different perception of what value means to them, and that's helpful to understand. So when you understand that and their goals and you can align those, you can create a plan, a success plan, to help them, again, take advantage of your solutions and see ROI. So those are some of the successes, like those who have leveraged our solutions and worked with us, partnered with us in customer success and maybe even professional services to ensure that they're getting the most out of their investment. And, you know, they can look back at the last months or the last year of our partnership and say, this really helped us in whatever way it was designed to help them and what, you know, whatever your software or your offerings provide for a client, right? I would say the biggest challenge or one of the biggest challenges that I've seen is around change management. Oftentimes, if customers are going from one solution to another and, you know, we are coming in and replacing what was a competitor, that could be tough because maybe some people did not want to leave. It wasn't, you know, there were people that were just not necessarily that they were happy, but there's a saying, you know, the devil you know is better than the savior you don't. So it's just a matter of getting people to understand and that this is going to be better for them. But how are you going to do that? How are you going to get them to adopt your software? So I would say oftentimes that change, even if it's going from nothing to something, it's still different than what they've been doing up until this point and how they've been managing. So I would say one of the biggest challenges that I've seen is around change management. I think one of the things we want to focus on is ensuring that we're not just highlighting all of the features just to provide, say, a grand tour of your software. But are those features relevant to the users? Are those features relevant to the people that need to adopt this to be successful? So focus on the features that will help connect the dots to their outcomes.
Shari, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
Adoption isn't just about activity. It's not just about saying, oh, look how many times they've logged into our software. They're really using it a ton. Their usage is fantastic. It's not just about that. That's really only part of it, because there could be some customers that maybe log into your tool two or three times in an entire month, but get exactly what they need. And it helps them do their job and it helps them succeed. It helps them meet the goals that they've set out and the things that they're measured on. So it's not just about activity. Are they adopting the tool? Are they adopting the solutions in the way that's going to be most advantageous for them? So I would say, look at the broader picture and don't just focus on them logging in, because that's not necessarily indicative of adoption. Because we've all seen customers who seem to use our product really well and regularly, yet they churn. So I'd want people to not just focus on how often they log in and not just put all their eggs in that basket, so to speak. Another piece of advice I would say is fostering adoption is really a collaborative effort. And that's between product, customer success, sales, and even marketing. So you have your go-to-market teams really working together to foster adoption, right? Product might be there to fix any bugs or areas of your tool or your solutions that maybe make it, you know, create maybe not the best experience. Therefore, people might have a hard time adopting it. How do we make it simpler for them to log in, to add additional users, to figure out where they're what they're supposed to do? Because while customer success is here to help with that, we can't be with our customers 24/7. They have to be able to independently work on their own in our product. Sales, setting the right expectations from the beginning when they're talking to the customer and in that pre-sale stage, when they're still a prospect, setting the expectations, understanding what their needs are, right? And then marketing, how are we not just marketing for new clients, but what are we doing internally for customer marketing? All of these pieces of the puzzle help to foster adoption of the software. And we might see that by maybe more than one team using it. We are expanded into multiple teams in the organization. Maybe your the data or what we're providing is in more blended reporting in that other teams use. You want that's adoption, becoming sticky, really being embedded within your customer's organization. And I would say another piece of that too is use the usage that you're seeing as a way to engage even outside of the product, right? How are they using that? And can you take that data and tell a story with it? Because if you can tell a really good story, what you can do is help to drive an emotional connection to your brand. And that's what's going to get people coming back. That's going to get them to recommend you. That's where you're going to have people that are wanting to really partner with you and help work towards their own success. So those are a couple of pieces of advice that I would offer to folks focusing on user adoption.
Sherry, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
There's so much talk about this because this is such a huge part of what we do. I think if you're on LinkedIn and following anyone in the customer success community, including myself, you'll see a lot of us talking about adoption and how to help with that and how to foster that with our customers. In lots of blogs like User IQ and Gainsight, and a lot of this customer success software blogs are great places to find information on that. Consulting companies and companies that help with customer success, like Success Hacker and the Success League, those are also great places. I think in any one of those places, since that's such a core part of what customer success does, I think if you'll look in any of those places, in any of the larger communities too, like Gain, Grow, Retain, CS Insider, these are all conversations we're having. And that's where I would say people should look there. They'll find plenty of people that want to talk about it and would be open to helping them.
Great. Well, thanks, Sherry.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.